First, I want to congratulate Chairman Powell for his leadership on this issue. He has long advocated his vision for a new media ownership framework, and through his hard work and dedication, we are bringing this proceeding to a close and will finally adopt these proposed new rules. I also want to commend Commissioner Copps for his tireless efforts in reaching out to the public, informing them of the issues, and encouraging them to participate in this process. While I ultimately disagree with him and Commissioner Adelstein on the course of action the Commission should take, I appreciate and respect the contribution they have made to this debate. The decision we make today is as difficult as it is critical. The media touches on almost every aspect of our lives. We are dependent on it for our news, our information, and our entertainment. Indeed, the opportunity to express diverse viewpoints lies at the heart of our democracy. In fact, I agree with many of the concerns about consolidation and preservation of diversity that have been expressed by my colleagues this morning. I also believe, however, that the FCC must respond to congressional and judicial calls to update our rules for the 21st century. We are under a legal mandate to review our broadcast ownership rules and determine whether they are still necessary in today's marketplace. If they are not, we must repeal or modify the rules. If they are, and according to the courts, this is an obligation that the Commission did not take sufficiently seriously in the past. Indeed, the courts have overturned the last three broadcast ownership rules they've reviewed because the Commission did not sufficiently take into account the new voices that are available in the current marketplace. Therefore, we must look at how the marketplace has changed since these rules were adopted. When I was growing up in North Carolina, I recall having extremely limited choices on our family television set. There was no cable, there was no satellite. Even with our roof antenna, we received just five channels, the three major networks, one independent, and one public television station. Our national news was delivered to us by the three networks for 1.5 hour straight from New York City at the same time every evening. No CNN, no Fox, no MSNBC, no CNBC. Local news was broadcast by the local stations just once at 6 o'clock and just once at 11 o'clock. And at that time, news from 24-hour local cable channels was far off on the horizon. While my parents still live in the same house, they now have access to seven broadcast networks, hundreds of digital cable channels, including a local cable news channel, many more radio stations, and thousands of sites on the Internet. Indeed, people today have access to more information from more diverse sources than at any time in our history. The existing media ownership rules were adopted to promote three principles: competition, localism, and diversity. Since that time, the media marketplace has changed significantly. Yet what has not changed is the importance of these core values. Fundamentally, our rules must still promote competition, localism, and diversity to nourish a vibrant media marketplace. The order we adopt today attempts to respond to the court's admonitions and our congressional mandate by recognizing the availability of these new media outlets, evaluating their impact on our core goals, and modifying our rules as appropriate. Finally, I'd just like to thank the staff, and particularly Ken and Paul, and for the very large team here together, the extraordinary effort they've made of pulling this order together, and the significant contributions of everyone involved under extreme circumstances. I really appreciate it. Thank you.